せーの、ムラホン。
ようこそ旅リンガルポッドキャストへ。
Welcome everybody to the 旅リンガルポッドキャスト。はい。Country number 16?ルワンダに入りました。いやー、so where do we leave off? We talked about Lake Bunyoni in Uganda, which is close to Kabale, and there's a street road that goes all the way to Kigali, which is the capital of Rwanda. It's what, maybe like a 2.5 hour drive, but then you gotta cross the border.っていう感じ、
ボーダーが結局40分ぐらいかな、あったよね、なのでトータル3時間半ぐらいかかった気がします。
Yeah, so we caught the free ferry or boat ride back to the mainland, and then we actually had Aaron, who was our tour guide for the gorilla trekking. He was super kind, and he was like, hey, I gotta go pick up my next client in Kigali, and if you guys are going there, you can just hop in my car and I can take you down for free.
まあこれ多分ちょっと最後言ったけど前回、あのルワンダ行きのツアーがルワンダでツアーをがあるから、どうせだから迎えに行ってあげるよ、送ってあげるよ、って言ってくれたんだよね。
そう、
そしてしかもそれがフリーでやってくれた、
めっちゃ優しい。じゃなかったらボートからボダボダ乗って、ボダボダからタクシーに乗ってみたいな、なんか、超めんどくさい、
さらにバス
みたいな、なんか超めんどくさいことやんなきゃいけなかった。 It was, yeah, it would have been like a hassle. I mean, it wouldn't have cost too much money to get to Kigali from there, but yeah, it was just nice having a private driver. For free, who took us over the border and like guided us, and like, and we knew him and he was super nice, and yeah, 本当に
ありがとうございました。
Aaron, thank you so much again. ね、
しかもなんかしないけど、その時はめちゃめちゃでかい車で来たしね。
ああ、そう、
ツアーの時よりも、
yeah.
めっちゃでかい車でかなりのびのびしてたよね。
のびのびだった。yeah, how is the border? It was our second border crossing over land. By this time by private car.
そうだね。ちょっと違ったかな。でも私はほとんど何も聞かれずにポンポンって感じだったんだけど、なんかヒロがやたら長いなと思った。
Yeah, he was asking me, the immigration officer on the Rwandan side was asking me if I was related to Jet Li.
なんで？見た目？
あれない、な、あ、う、これ、
う、なんでやねん、これ
なんでやねん、
はい、
遅い。
maybe I look like Jet Li right now with my facial hair? I don't know.
真剣な顔で聞いてきたの？
He was, yeah, well he was like, are you related to, like, I didn't know what he was saying at first. But I worked it out. He's like that guy, the kung fu guy. I was like, Jackie Chan? And he's like, no, like, younger guy. And I was like, who, Jet Li? He's like, yeah.
名前まで出てこなかったのね。でもなんかすごい見た目で思ったんだ。
多分ね。今はジェットリー何してんだろう。最近映画出てねえもん。
ちょっと見た目がわかりませんが。
Anyways, yeah, we got in. We had the East African visa that works for Uganda and Rwanda, so we got in quite easily. And then it was like a 2 hour drive from there. And immediately we noticed the difference. ね。
ルワンダ入った瞬間、本当ただのね、ボーダーだから別に、なんか国が変わったっていう感覚はいつもはないんだけど、今回は。あ、違う国来たって感じだったね。
First of all, there's a time difference.
あ、そうだね。
So there's a time difference, and it's 1 hour behind. Rwanda is.
こんな近いのに。
Yeah. And then, second of all, they drive on the other side of the street. So that's different. And then, the streets are so clean. There's no garbage anywhere. There's street signs. There's streets are paved. There's no potholes. There's guardrails by the cliffs. There's street, what do you call it? There's lines on the street. And everybody obeys the traffic laws here.
まあ、日本人の人が言ったらはって感じだと思う。これ今言ってること、はい、当たり前だろって思うと思うんだけど、今まで言ったアフリカの国ではこれが当たり前じゃないからね。
当たり前じゃないのよ当たり前、なんていうの、当たり前じゃないのが当たり前だったのが、
はいはいはい、
当たり、我々にとって当たり前なのがあるのよ。
そうだね。
感動
歩道だの、ガードレールだの、
yeah.
線、道の線、
yeah. 道の線も
あるし、であとさ、自転車が急に増えたよね。
そう、there's tons of bicycles everywhere, it's biking everywhere, it's like they're trying to be more environmentally consciousconscious.
で、
the drive was so beautiful.
結構坂なのにさ、
yeah.
それ一人乗りじゃないですからね。みんな二人乗りで、あれ、自転車タクシー、
yeah, the bicycle taxis, yeah, are carrying people up the damn hills. There's so many hills.
あの人たち絶対アスリートになれるよ。めちゃくちゃいいアスリートだよ。
And then we drove through like the tea country, 茶畑、for forever. All the way from like the border, almost all the way to Kigali, and then the outskirts of northern Kigali were like rice fields. 田んぼが出てきたね、米。最後は茶畑からの田んぼで都市みたいな、でも都市も the city was like a city but still it's like
green,
super green in the hills, like so beautiful. You know, they call Rwanda, they call Kigali like the Singapore of Africa. They have very very strict rules like Singapore, but it's for the people's benefit, and so that's whyIt's super clean. They do like bi-monthly cleaning. Bi-monthly? Once a month? Bi-monthly ka.
2週1回。
Yeah, they do like bi-monthly cleaning where they shut down the city and all the people in their villages go out and just cleans the streets.
すごいよね。
It's crazy.
そんなこと。
And then they all get together and they talk to each other about like...They talk to each other about, you know, what's going on in their neighborhood, what's going on in their families, and so they have this huge sense of community. And they're just like, I mean, I talked to this with people here, but yeah, I just feel like a lot of the people have this pressure on themselves to be this example of a well-run country in Africa. They have that reputation, and they have to feel, I think they like...pressure themselves to maintain it. They want to be known as a super clean country. They want to be known as a super friendly country. They want to be known as a super safe country. And so, you know, the countries that we've been to so far, not many of them we can walk around at night or even during the day sometimes in the city. But in Kigali, we've been walking around almost everywhere. Yeah.
そう、これはなんか最初に誰からも聞く前に、あのなんか自分たちってよくしないといけないって思ってそうだよねっていう話してたけど、私あのミュージアム行った時ガイドさんも言ってたんだけど、やっぱりそのリピテーションが、周りのリピテーションがまだヨーロッパになんだろう、そのテロリストがいるとか、そういうのも思ってる人がいて、ルワンダ危険って思ってる人もいるから、なんかすごく一人一人が気をつけてるって言ってた。
やっぱり見た目を気にしてるよね。見た目っていうか、どう思われているか。Yeah, they care about what, you know, the outside world thinks of Rwanda, and so I feel like they put that pressure on themselves to be, you know, this outstanding country, in the middle. It's a tiny country, you know. But yeah, yeah, なんか。Immediately, you know, we got to our Airbnb, run by an American and a Kenyan guy, and it was awesome. You know, we originally came to Rwanda so we can kind of relax and be in an environment where we know we're safe and be in an environment to kind of like recharge.
Mm.
And we picked this Airbnb for that specific reason, and we felt like we were home.
Mm.
And we can't thank them enough either, but yeah, it was めちゃくちゃいいよね。
まあ最初ちょっとヒロがブツブツ文句言ってましたけど、家にいねとか言って
チェックインできなかった。
そうで、うちらあの2人とも Wi-Fi も使えなかったので、 Wi-Fi がまず使えるカフェまで行ってコンタクトしなきゃいけなくてみたいな、ちょっとねトラブルから始まったからどうかなと思いきや、もう
最高、
うん、会った瞬間、あ、この人絶対いい人だっていう顔してたよね。
And they have dogs, they have four dogs, and man, it was like heaven.
可愛かった。
あの、yeah, but we did actually do a few things in Rwanda. So the next few episodes we will be talking about that. And yeah, とりあえず 16th country. It's 住みたい、ルワ、あの、気軽に。
またね、ルワンダ本当にも違うから、その違いを話すのも楽しいと思う。そうね。
ということで、please follow us on Instagram at tabi.lingual, like, follow, share, comment, all that good stuff, and listen to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Radio Talk.
Instagram tabi.lingual でやってるので、そちらもフォローしていただけると嬉しいです。Apple Podcast、Spotify、Radio Talk、などなどで配信してます。好きなやつで聞いてください。
はい、ではまた。アサンテサーナー。 Thank you for listening.